WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 25 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 38. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Medi-Cal Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. The general manager of the Atlantic Municipal Utilities, or AMU, and mayor of Atlantic, sat down during a press conference Thursday afternoon to try and clarify some statements made by City Administrator Doug Harris during Wednesday night's city council meeting with regard to an increase in the fees charged to the city for the sewer billing rate. Steve Chepkes refuted the claim by Harris that the 90-cent rate adjustment is attributable to AMU's new billing system, which was unveiled in December.
Our old billing, previous billing system has been in place for over 30 years, and the cost of implementing the new billing system was made by offsetting cost savings. The maintenance of the new system is a new billing system costs the same amount as our old billing system. So neither our rate increase, which nor the increase in charges that we're proposing to the city was a result of our new billing system.
Jeff, you said over the last several years, AMU has charged the city 10 cents per bill per month to maintain more than 3,100 sewer accounts and billing processes. He said that rate doesn't even cover a third of today's postage rates. The proposed increase from the 10 cents to a dollar, he says, is based on the actual cost to AMU to service those accounts. If the fee increase is approved, the annual cost to the city would jump from $3,730 per year to $37,300. Ultimately, the increase will be passed along to AMU's electric and water customers. Chepke said the fee increase he discussed with Harris was a proposal and not an ultimatum.
You know, we'd like to charge a dollar. It's kind of, I was expected more feedback of, you know, I didn't know what the timing would be, what they could handle now. Do we have to work up to it? It was just kind of a target that AMU and thought was a step that we need to get to.
Mayor Dave Jones said his reaction that AMU had gone overboard on the rate increase and should recalculate their costs was based on the information as it was presented by Harris and the shock of going from 10 cents to a dollar per billing.
What it presented last night was, well, you're going to pay a dollar, and oh, by the way, it'll be retroactive January 1st, if I remember right. Exactly. I mean, that was kind of what it presented last night. I'm saying, oh, wait a minute, no, this ain't fair. Looking back at it, good discussions this morning. I see that the dollar, you know, it's reasonable. I mean, that's just cost of doing business.
Jones said the matter will be placed before the city's Personnel and Finance Committee for discussion. If the increase is approved, it will be billed in July, retroactive to January 1st. Jones says it's likely the proposed increase would be passed along and on top of a sewer rate increase the city already plans for later this year. News time is 7:09.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medi-Cal Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medi-Cal, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medi-Cal Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon, or give us a call at 563-2655. Medi-Cal Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medi-Cal Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medi-Cal Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medi-Cal Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The Cass County Sheriff's Office wants to make you aware of a new twist on an old scam that's going around. Sheriff Darby McLaren says his office has received a report of an automated call telling about the negative effects of prescription drugs. The voice will give you the option to press 1 to be taken off the call list, and when you do so, the automated operator requests your Social Security number, date of birth, and name. The sheriff says if you receive that type of call, just hang up. Don't give your information to the caller, regardless of whether it's a human or a computer. Authorities in Adams County responding to a dispute call in Corning Thursday arrested two people on assault charges. Taken into custody at the residence in the 1000 block of 6th Street was 53-year-old Denny Moore and 56-year-old Luann Stevenson, both of Corning. Moore and Stevenson were charged with domestic assault, a simple misdemeanor. The pair were transported to the Adams County Sheriff's Office, where they were being held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Their bonds were set at $300 each. Cass County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Wednesday of 38-year-old Roger James Wilson Wilson, who's from Atlantic, was taken into custody on a sheriff's office warrant for possession with the intent to deliver and an additional charge of possession of a controlled substance. He was being held in the Cass County Jail on $5,000 bond. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Rebecca Bartlett, age 28, of Bagley, died February 1st in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rebecca Bartlett will be today at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Frances Ann Beardsley, age 72, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Frances Beardsley will be today at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Connie Schneider, age 61, of Manning, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Connie Schneider will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Robert Fritz, age 76, of Guthrie Center, died Monday in Des Moines. Graveside services for Robert Fritz will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Merle Funk, age 87, of rural Griswold, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Merle Funk will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Noble United Methodist Church south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Esther Larson, age 95, of Exira and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Esther Larson will be on Monday at 2:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. George Wade, age 82, of Anita, died Wednesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center in Anita. A private family celebration of life memorial service for George H. Wade will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. And Lois Field, age 94, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. Services for Lois Field are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements for this hour, brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription.